Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, he's out.
I love watching black porn. Love watching. For one fundamental reason. The guys get to wear shoes. On their feet. Men wear shoes on their feet. If you know anything about how shoes and pants work, anything at all, you know that these men took off their shoes, took off their pants and underwear, and then put back on their shoes. Come on.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This is actually episode 358 of the illustrious, the mighty, the fucking Frocast. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper is in the fucking building. I'm now joined to my left by my co-host, the elegant, the lovely, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and none other than the a.k.a. that belongs on a t-shirt, and we're going to get it there before the 4th of July, I pray, I hope. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow the Frocast on any podcast readers that you use, any DSPs, whatever they call these motherfuckers these days. We own them all, so just look us up, The Frocast. Don't forget, we got a Patreon going on. We can be a supporter of the site and all things Nappy Afro. You can join for as little as a dollar. So go ahead, check out our Patreon and, you know, find a level that's comfortable for you and put the tip in, as Dr. Bracer say. We also got the voicemail. You call it 347-201-2572. And leave us voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You know what I'm saying. We had a t-shirt challenge last week. And I want to thank y'all for stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Good looking. You know what I'm saying? You know, moved a couple shirts. You know what I mean? So good looking on that, on the t-shirt challenge. Still not too late. You know what I'm saying? You know, summertime's still here. Matter of fact, summer hasn't even got here yet. Summer be here like in a couple days. Yeah, by the time this come out, summer be like on the cusp of coming. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, get your Nappy Afro gear for the summer, man, so you can be fresh out there in these streets. I think that's all the pandering. I think I covered everything. Yeah, Queen Germ, how was your week?
I mean, it's been pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, nothing too crazy going on. Still early.
Okay. But, you know, that's what's up. We're still here. We're still in the building. But, you know. As far as my week, you know what I'm saying, since you asked, it's been crazy, to say the least, you know what I'm saying, not crazy, bad crazy, but just, you know, another week in the books, man, you know.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, just going through the motions, I think.
Why?
I mean, just, you know, middle of the year. Summertime. Yeah, it's just the middle of the year and all that stuff. It's just like, you're at the midway point. It's like the Wednesday of the year.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah, it's like the Wednesday of the year. So it's just like, you know, you just want to get through this Wednesday.
Okay.
Because Thursday and Fridays are coming. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But let's go ahead and get in this outline because it's going to be late by the time we get through this. Yeah. So, it's a story about how do you feel? Okay, first of all, how do you feel about people calling you auntie and stuff like that? Like these.
I don't care for it.
Why you don't care for it?
Because I ain't your family. Like, you can just call me by my name. Like, if we cool, we cool. And we know the nature of our relationship, but I don't need you calling me nothing.
So you think it's a bad thing to be called auntie?
No, I mean, if y'all get down like that, then that's fine. But for me, that's not something that I'm pressed about. Like, no. I can do without it, is all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't get off on people just, you know, giving people names like that. Like, what would be the purpose?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So you are in some good company because Oprah, Gail, and Ava DuVernay feel the same way. Oprah said in many places around, she was like, don't call her auntie. She was like, in many places around the world, placing the title auntie or auntie before someone's name who is not your actual aunt is seen as a sign of respect. But Oprah, Gail, and Ava would prefer if you didn't call them Auntie Oprah, Auntie Gail, and Auntie Ava. You know what I'm saying? So basically, she released a statement. Let me find the statement. I'm going to pull it up. The Oprah auntie. It's not easy to Google right there. Look at this right there. Oprah explained it. She said that let me get it quickly. Okay, Ava said she don't like her. She make her feel old. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to be grouped in with these old ass ladies. I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all ladies make, you know, but Oprah said she cringe being called auntie or mama by anybody other than my nieces or godchildren. Except when I'm in Africa, where it's custom for everybody to refer anyone older as sister or auntie, depending on the age difference, and there no one refers to anyone older by their first name out of respect. You know, Gail said, I hate being called auntie. That's what you say to old people or the old lady who lives in the neighborhood. I get that it's a sign of respect, but no one's calling Beyonce Auntie Beyonce. The only ones who should be calling me aunt are my niece and nephew, and they don't add the IE. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, somebody need to get this damn dog. We trying to do a show here, Princess. Damn! We'll work through it. But anyway, so you feel like, is it a sign of disrespect?
I don't feel like it's nothing disrespectful. It's just the fact that I put my family in a higher category. Therefore, if we ain't fam or to the nature of which I feel like you should be calling me anything like that, then, I mean, I could do without it. I don't feel no type of way like, oh, I'm going to tell them don't call me that. I'm just saying that's not something that I need. Some people like that. They want to be called auntie or whatever to somebody. Mm. But, I mean, you know, by somebody. But that's not something that I need. But I'm just saying, because the people in my circle, if they are my nieces, nephews, godchildren, or whatever, however we refer to each other, it's fine. I mean, I understand that the people don't want to be old, but shit, Gail and Oprah are old now.
Yeah, they are like in y'all 60s.
So you should want somebody to call you something. And then my thing is, in regular neighborhoods, nobody just go around calling people auntie. That's some new thing young people trying to do now.
Yeah, yeah, like they call
but you uncle. Call me miss whatever yeah. when you the old lady doing whatever. They ain't never called nobody no.
I've been called uncle a couple times.
I'm saying that's what kids do.
And you know, I'm going to be real with you. I don't like that shit either.
Well, your ass is old.
I don't like being called unk. Like, don't call me unk. Like, it just make me, it's like, I understand it's a sign of respect, but I don't like it. Because it makes, like you said, it makes me, I done turned into the old nigga.
Yeah, and you need to be glad. Because it's a whole lot of niggas that ain't never got old because they was dead.
But that shit, like, you know, the new dynamic of the aunt and unk, though, is weird. And I guess that's just something we're going to have to get used to. That you know, the young kids, you know, they better be glad they call you something, because they could be calling you motherfucker. Hey, bitch exactly. ass nigga. Hey, fuck boy. They could call you any shit, but they call you
uncle. They call you uncle, they got some kind of appreciation for you.
So I think we might need to embrace this uncle and auntie movement and, you know, and build on it, because we're showing some unity as a community. So, you know, so I guess what, I'm going to embrace the uncle now. I'm going to embrace it. You should embrace the auntie.
I mean, I never said I had nothing against it. I'm just stating that it's not something that I want.
So you
I
got don't enough make you nieces. Feel old.
No, I got enough nieces and nephews. I got enough.
Even though, like, sometimes, like, look at you dressing like somebody's auntie. Like, they don't.
It don't make me no never mind because I'm a freak. So,
oh my if, what if they got to that,
dressing
what
like an auntie, I still got the pool. I got the pool.
Why did you have to even bring that up?
It was very appropriate. No,
that was not appropriate at all. We're talking about dressing.
You saying dressing. So, therefore, if you say I'm dressing like an auntie, that means that's a turnoff. So, I'm letting you know that you can still get it with this auntie outfit. So, therefore, I'm just saying I'm a freak with it. So, therefore, it ain't no beef. You know what I'm saying? You can call me whatever you want, but then you get me over here to the side, you don't know what might pop off. That's what I'm trying to let you know.
Wow. I do it every week.
I'm just saying.
I get dug in a hole every week.
I mean, you say it. I just try to help you out, let you know what it's all about.
So apparently, you know, like I said, we on the auntie and unk wave over here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to embrace it. So, kids, if you must, if you feel a sign of respect for somebody that's older than you and you want to call them auntie or uncle, fuck that. Do that shit. These old people get used to it. It's just some new shit they got to get used to, just like Twitter and Facebook. You know, they get used to it. So, what's the appropriate age for an auntie or an unk?
I mean, it depends on whatever the person thinks.
Okay.
I mean, 20-year difference, 15-year difference, I guess.
15? So, we'll say 15?
Yeah.
So, a 15-year-old can call a 30-year-old unk?
Yeah.
Okay. A 20-year-old can call a 35-year-old unk?
If they feel comfortable with it. I mean, if they running together, then nah. But if that's the, you know what I'm saying, if you encounter somebody, y'all might, you know what I'm saying, work together, whatever. It's just one of them things. I mean, it ain't got to be no whole...
A 30-year-old can call a 40-year-old unk?
Listen, like I just said...
I'm just asking, like, when does the unk stop?
It don't. It's the people. The people in the...
So, if I'm 40 and somebody, like, that's like me calling B unk. Like, I can't, like, B, y'all, like, B probably ain't got me but like, 10, 11
years. Yeah, that's all.
So, you know, I couldn't call him on. He doesn't meet the threshold.
Yeah, I mean, and my thing is, it ain't got to be that official. It ain't got to be that formal. Mm. If you feel like the person, because I, even for me, the way I was raised, you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. So, because of that, a lot of people don't like that for various reasons.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it's like, okay, that's how I was raised. Yeah. So, shit, I call people, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, that might be even younger than me simply because in this position that you might be in, you're in authority.
Mm-hmm.
So, just showing you respect is what it is. So, it don't necessarily have to be based solely on your age.
Yeah. This lady was like, you can call me by my first name. I was like, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm sorry. It's just how I was raised. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't.
She might have been trying to give that thing to you.
Nah, man.
I'm just saying, you walk around there with them Brooks. Some people be trying to get it.
Hey, man, Brooks gang. Y'all know what it is. Gang, gang. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people are starting to rock. Maybe I just become more cognizant.
Because you wear people. Them.
In Brooks, I mean, I'm starting to see, like, look, black people, y'all need to get on these shoes, man. Like, no, matter of fact, no. Y'all stay where the fuck y'all at. Y'all black people drive up the price of shit. Like, when nobody don't know about it, when black people don't know about it, the price be regular. As soon as black people find out about it, the price goes up. They know what they be doing. I was drinking Avion tequila for years.
Were you?
Yes. Then one time Young Jeezy mentioned in the song, that motherfucking price went up about damn $10. I said, oh, hell, I can't even drink this shit no more.
Shit $10 took it out your price?
Hell yeah. That's a big difference. But I don't drink. So it's like, I don't put value in alcohol.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So therefore, spending $30 on a bottle, like, whoa, whoa. Like, I'm not even going to drink $10 worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like,
You couldn't do it.
So never mind. I want to keep the Brooks to myself. Sorry. So
keep the niggas over there.
Yeah, keep them away. It's a good thing Saul Wright now trying to rock the Brooks. He be putting them on Instagram. You know, Saul Wright a model now, y'all. Saul Wright left the Frocast to be a model. I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans. That's what happened. He went to chase his dreams. He wanted to be a model. And now he's fucking, what you call it? What's a good word? Like, what you mean? Like, He's just booming now, you know what I'm saying? He's a booming model, you know, go check him out. You know what I'm saying? Saul Wright doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Nigga do the LL lick your lip shit, all of that.
I like that Saul kind
Wright,
of hearing
Saul on. Saul Wright is in the building, bro. That's why I kept my wife away from Saul Wright, because, you know, Saul Wright is Queen Germ bait, bro. Like, you know.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, you'll love Saul Wright. That's why I was like, gotta keep her away, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
inbox me.
The I unk thing, man, you know, we cool on it over here. We embracing it. We on the wave. We all good with it. Well, let's move on. Next subject. Father's Day just passed this week. And, you know, it was a great holiday. You know what I'm saying? You know, I starting to see. I didn't see as much as the Bitter, Baby Mama Brigade, the Triple B's as I thought I would. Because you know why I didn't? Because I blocked all them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Really? I got rid of all of them, so I didn't see it. So that's why I was just like, cool. I didn't see no hatred. You know what I'm saying? But I did see a lot of, you know, dudes like, yeah, my mom taught me how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, dude, no, she didn't. Well, you're not a man then if your mom taught you how to be a man, because she don't know how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? So I saw a lot of that. Well, you know, I told my mom, father's a happy father, because my dad wasn't around, and she did. You know, and I'm just like.
I mean, but you got to understand what the people mean. You can't take it literally.
No, I don't understand what they mean.
You have to.
I don't. And I was one of those kids that grew up without a father, but I never told my mama Happy Father's Day.
I mean, people feel like they're empowering themselves by saying this. Yeah. And you got to understand it. That's the same way. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's black people who have different associations with the word nigga. It's women who don't like the word bitch. It's gay people who don't like certain terminology with their community. Mm-hmm. So you as a father, you take a real stance against people congratulating or telling Happy Father's Day to women.
But the thing is, it's a day for that. It's called Mother's Day.
It is. And you're absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. But if you understand from whence it came, then you shouldn't be so in your feelings.
I don't understand, because that doesn't you make should. Any sense. It doesn't make
because
any
some
sense.
People feel like they had to wear both hats. So therefore,
you're not wearing both hats. That's the thing. You're just wearing one hat. You're not being a father. You're just being a mother. If I was a single father raising two kids by myself, I'm the mama and the daddy. No, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Like, there are things that mothers give children
that fathers can never.
And the same, and vice versa. And it's the same thing with fathers give. You know, and it's just, that's just how it is. And it's just like, you can't play, I can never play the role of the mother. You can never play the role of the father. Because you can't, it's certain things, you catch your son jacking off, you going to be, oh my God, da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you couldn't handle that. Same reason why I couldn't handle being here and her period come on. I'm losing my shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, so it's just, that's just how it goes. So
I mean, and everybody plays a role. And that's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
So
the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, women, y'all have y'all day on Mother's Day. If you're not a woman, you cannot, if you're not a man, you cannot celebrate Father's Day. That's just the rules. That's just how it is. That's actual factuals.
So what you want to say to the Olympian, what his name is? That's
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah,
he said the kids still tell him Happy Father's Day,
and he cool with that.
Yes, he said because he's still their dad. He said he's
you
still
ain't my
dad.
If you a damn broad,
he said I'm still their dad. That's what he just said. He said, you know, they tell me Happy Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, he still got a, you know, he's still swinging down there. So you know,
you know.
I mean, they said he ain't had a surgery yet. You know what I'm saying? And they keep up with the Kardashians now. That's the show. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's just whatever. I ain't even going there today. And, Father's Day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how I feel about it. That's why I'm
I
just
mean,
so...
I mean, you in your feelings about it, I'm but not at the in same my feelings time, it's just like, it just doesn't that make deep. Sense.
And people can't tell me because I was like, I was raised by a single mother. So, you know what I mean? Well, for half my life, you know what I'm saying? And so, that's why, you know, the stuff I needed, like male role models, I got it from outside the home. It's like, she ain't teach me how to be a man. She couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she showed me like, hey,
but you had a grand
when you're in a bad situation, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, I learned that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like how to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, working two jobs to make it, you know, keep everything going. Like, she taught me how to do that. But that wasn't manly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't learned how to, you know, do no man. You know, I learned how to cut grass. And, you know, I ain't never been, you know, building shit or nothing like that. That ain't my thing, bro. Like,
it ain't.
You know, construction.
You need our daddies to help you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I can do some shit, but I ain't, I'm not, you know, but I got those role models that I needed from, like, you know, my grandfather, my uncles, you know, coaches, niggas in the neighborhood, might have been some, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all kind of shit. So I got my role model male shit from them, but yeah, I would never, you know,
associate that with stuff that you got from your mama.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, woman can't, you know what I'm saying? Women,
but I just feel like that, therefore, that the feeling that you got need to be contagious, because niggas in the street who didn't do shit for their kids, they need to know that they should want to dispel the myth that a mama had to do both things.
But see, that...
No, because the thing is, what you got to realize is women equate what a man does as being a provider. So if I had to pay all the bills and I had to figure out how to maneuver all through my children's lives, then yeah, the part that the daddy was paying was, you know, paying the bills and all of that, being some source of stability, then if the mama did all those things, yeah, she served those roles. And I understand your point, but I also understand theirs, is all I'm saying.
I don't understand that.
I do.
It makes no
wholeheartedly.
Sense. It makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I like I said, I feel like you made me lose my...
Good.
No. Hold on. I'm going to bring that back because I was about to fire your ass up with a shit. good one.
Like I said.
But no, it's just, okay. That generation, like our generation has some piece of shit daddies. The generation now, like even though kids, like the niggas now seem to take care of their kids, even if they don't fuck with the mamas, they still want to be in their kids' life. So I think that they got a whole lot better than them 70s and 80 daddies. Them 70s and 80 daddies was pieces of shit. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was fucking fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they just disappeared. You know what I'm saying? But the niggas now, like, they take care of their kids. Like, you know, I feel like us being part of that generation that didn't have fathers, that's what's making us like, hey, you know, we ain't going to be like that. So that's why I think our generation getting it right. You know what I'm saying?
We're better.
We see it getting it right. You know what I'm saying?
There's still some niggas that ain't shit.
Well, I mean, it's always going to be ain't shit niggas. It's always going to be ain't shit women. It's going to be ain't shit people, period.
It's going to be that.
So, but as long as the numbers is lower than what they used to be, we can live with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because, you know, I got probably five friends, and they probably get, between these five friends, me included, it's probably 30 kids between us. It might not even be five. It might be less than that. So let me see. Dredd, that's 11. Anwar, that's 6.5, possible 7.
So that's 18.
That's 18. Be Easy.
That's 5. Right?
No, it's 4. 4 would be Easy.
So that's 22.
My 2.
24.
And let me see. Let me think of another nigga. Yeah. Let's see. Mike got what? 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike got 3. So how many is that?
27.
That's 27 kids between
5 people.
And listen. And only 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 women. Yes, so that lets you know that's amazing.
If you call it that.
What you mean?
I mean, niggas.
5 dudes, 6 women, like, and all them kids? Come on now. That's all right right there. So that lets you know that the numbers of fatherhood, niggas are sticking around.
I mean, niggas is doing better.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's still niggas. Like, yeah. I said, it needs to be.
Well, ladies, y'all got to take some of the blame for
no,
that.
No, you don't.
Yes, y'all do.
No, you don't.
You can't get with an ain't shit nigga and then be surprised when he ain't shit.
I mean, that's true, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. If you ain't shit, you should know that you ain't shit and you shouldn't want to have no churn.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you ain't got it together or trying to get it together, you ain't got no business having no babies.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but just don't lay down. You know, whatever. Every time you have sex, you have a possibility to make a baby.
And catch an STD.
Yeah, and catch an STI. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand. So every time you got to look, hey, you can't be willing to lay on your back for just anybody and everybody. And you know, fellas, you can't just be sticking your meat at everything. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got to take blame in this. Like, it ain't just on the dudes. It's on everybody involved. If you know I ain't shit and you give me some pussy and I show my true colors, then hey, that's on both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the nigga can't get mad when a nigga trying to rope you up because you ain't paying no child support and all kind of other shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how the game go. You got to, and then, like you said, you got to pay, you got to take care of them kids. Like, if you ain't take care of your kids, you got to go to jail, my nigga. Well, man, it's messed up. I'm in jail. I can't take, well, nigga, you ain't trying to,
you
niggas
trying.
That be like $40,000, $50,000 in the rear. I'm like, how do you get that far behind?
Like, you ain't never paid child support.
I mean, $40,000?
And you an average nigga, not like you no damn celebrity.
Exactly. Like, bro, you ain't never paid on this kid if you $40,000 my
hand. I know too many people who complaining about the little $150 they get in a month. So I sure know in a year's time, shit, you ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
With like, no $150,
$200. Exactly.
Get your sorry ass somewhere.
I mean, I can see if you was paying, like you said, $1,000 a month.
Now them niggas got something to complain about.
You $1,000 a month, and you—that's 12
that
a year.
Rack up, if you that rack up quick.
Yeah, if you don't pay up in a couple of years, good gracious, but man.
Now you over here with these old pissy ass $200. You better be paying them damn people that money every
damn
month.
Money, man. Don't do nothing else for your kid. Pay that.
Really?
Fucking...
Really? Okay, moving right along, because this nigga here is stupid.
I'm just being, let's be real here, okay?
No, it ain't to be real, because the time, you can't pay me for my time.
Situation. Me and you, we ain't, let's say, this is alternate universe. We're not married. We got a kid, all right? But we don't get along. I mean, at all. Like, we don't get along. I pay my child support. Whatever the amount is, you know what I'm saying? Let's say it's $350 a month. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're getting from me. $350 a month. Am I required to do anything else outside of that? What you mean?
Okay, and so if that's your logic, then no women get their damn Mother's Day, Father's Day stuff. Because if you just said that all your damn obligation is to pay your part, then fuck, anybody could pay their part. The damn anything.
I can get a check. I'm just asking. If the judge said, hey,
like I said,
you got to pay $350 a month.
Get them women their mothers, their fathers, their gift. Because if I paid the motherfucking bills, I was daddy. When I wiped your nose, I was mama. I did it all. So therefore, she get to celebrate in May. She get to celebrate in June. And she want to celebrate all year long. That's her.
Okay.
Because you just saying that if I pay my money, I ain't got to do nothing else as a father. So therefore,
no, okay,
that's what you saying. You ain't got to spend time with the nigga.
No, I ain't talking about that.
That's what it sound like.
No. I'm talking about monetarily. That's all I got to do. I ain't talking about, you know, I'm still going to be like, yo, like the kid come to my house, he going to have shit in my house. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, no, you can't take none of that stuff home because this shit I bought for you. You know what I'm saying? Your Xbox stay here. I don't know. Your mom ain't got your Xbox down. That's fucked up, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you can play Xbox when you come over here, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm, that's shitty.
What you mean?
If you care, if the mama ain't smoking dope and selling the shit, it ain't no reason for you to tell me my child got to wait to wear clothes or to have a game when he come to your house, nigga. You ain't no daddy.
What you mean?
You ain't no daddy. That shit don't go like that.
This is stuff I bought for him.
So that mean that I need to have the child dirty when they leave and come with you.
I mean, if that's how
you. So then that mean that the child gonna come out the house and you got to take him, if you're a boy, you got to take him to the barbershop. Mama ain't gonna get the haircut all week long, all month long, till you go with your daddy, then you get your haircut, you get your new outfit, you get your whatever.
Hey, that's how.
That's some bull crap. Like, that, I mean, and you ain't doing no but teaching the children some type of level of dysfunction.
What you mean?
Come on, man. Children understand and realize a whole lot more than people give them credit for. You do some old messed up stuff like that in between them going to their mama and them being at your house. What would be the purpose of you doing all that? Tell me something, her and her man. Hell yeah. Me and my man going to do whatever we want to do up in here.
You won't be playing on the Xbox.
You tell a lie because I'm damn $250. I've been and bought my boyfriend some damn shoes. Let him come out that month.
Let him find. That's fine. You can do that with that $250. But just know that he going to have shoes and clothes and all this stuff in my house. And I'm like, yo, bro, you come over here. You got stuff, man. You ain't got to bring no clothes from home. Just come on. I got you. You got underwear over here. Everything. You got everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got your own room. Got a bed over here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just like a home away from home.
Exactly. And that's the bullshit that I'm talking about.
What you mean?
You want to try to play it down to act like, you know, you going to do this, that, and the other for the kid so they can have the choose. But I promise you, niggas is not taking no turn full time because y'all like to fuck and y'all like to run the streets and y'all like to hang out with your friends and smoke weed and do whatever the fuck y'all do. So therefore, if you talking about having a child, yes, a mama who ain't, you got to make the hard decisions. You can't have, I mean, like, it's some women who do all kind of shit around their kids.
I was about to say, the good mamas,
they not having a whole lot of people running in and out their house, whereas daddies, shit, they have people. Sometimes they have people all over the place.
Man, you know.
And even if you don't have them, you got them in your life. And therefore, you can continue living your life because the mama got to turn 90% of the time. You getting the kid on the weekend. I done had this child Monday through Friday. Had to help with homework. Make sure permission slips were signed and money was turned in. And you get to have all the glory time. You could go to the damn park and play.
Who gives a fuck? You get the weekend.
And that's probably once every other weekend. So you getting some weekends, I'm getting some weekends. What's the problem?
Okay, but I mean,
meanwhile, you feel like you father of the fucking year, and then you got the child four days out of the month? That ain't nothing. And then you talking about this old pissy ass $350. What is that?
I'm just saying, but I mean, I'm giving you do whatever you want to with it.
Like I said, all I'm trying to tell you is you can't equate parenthood to a dollar amount. It ain't that simple.
I mean, the courts can.
The courts can, but the courts also give your ass visitation. It's up to you whether you gonna come and see the child.
Yeah, but I'm always gonna be there. I'm gonna be at the games. It's just like I'm gonna be there. It's just, you know, me and you, we just don't get along.
But that's a part of the thing. You're gonna have to try to figure out how you can get along enough for the child's sake.
Yeah, but it's just like we just you know. So in that situation, like, you know, well.
Yeah, moving right along.
That's crazy. But yeah, man, so, we didn't even get to the gist of the conversation. Damn, we got sidetracked, got derailed. So, do you have any good Father's Day moments? Like, any moments of your father that you want to, you know, let everybody know about? Something that, just a moment?
I mean, if I had to be anything, I mean, I'm a self-proclaimed daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. I don't let nobody mess over my daddy. But, Just growing up, knowing that we always had fun together, went on family trips. I mean, my dad is a manly man, so he ain't do no sensitive old type stuff. Mm-hmm. But one thing I always remember, and I think this is always my go-to thing, is the fact that every Valentine's Day, no matter how young, how old I was, I always got a Valentine's Day card and candy from my daddy. Mm-hmm. And I just always appreciate the fact that he took the time to let us all know, because I'm one of three girls, and he always let us know that he thought that we were special. So that's something that I feel like a lot of times people miss, because growing up, everybody want to know that they mean something to somebody. And to know that the first guy, real man that I ever loved was my father, to know that I had to do nothing, I didn't have to do anything to earn his love, that makes me a better person, how I interact with people. And definitely how I deal with my children.
Okay, that's what's up.
So what about you, sir?
Don't have no daddy moments, because, hey, I ain't have no daddy.
You can't give your granddaddy no credit?
Oh, I mean, my granddaddy, man, he was the motherfucking man, bro. You know what I'm saying? He was just, like you said, my granddaddy was the, you know, blue-collar worker. You know what I'm saying? He taught me about the value of a hard day's work. You know what I'm saying? Showing me, like, he basically, like, you know, he just instilled in me, like, hey, do what you got to do, man. Don't be ashamed to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a goddamn shovel shit, you feed your family, do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It'll get better. So, you know, like I said, my granddad he built shit. You know, that was his thing. I stimulate the economy. I would call my granddaddy to build some shit. If it did, like, you know, he'll be the man I call, hey, I need something fixed or built. That was his thing, man, Mr. Fix It. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had a nickname, Mr. Dirt, because every time you see him, nigga be dirty from working all the goddamn time. So that nickname is Mr. Dirt. You know? So, you know, but yeah, that's, you know, that was, you know, he saved my life. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, but my sperm donor, or that nigga there, like.
Don't speak ill of the dude.
I'm not going to speak. I mean, I ain't got nothing nice to say about him, but, you know, he ain't here no more. But, you know, he just, you know, I probably saw him on I can count the times I seen him on my hands. You know what I'm saying? So he was, like, not involved in my life at all. And we lived in the same city. So it wasn't like the nigga lived outside, like, the state or nothing. Nah, we were, like. I just never seen this motherfucker. So, yeah. But thank God my granddaddy was there. You know what I'm saying? To show me the ropes. Because who knows what kind of fucking man I would be in if I didn't have him in my life. So, you know. Damn sure wouldn't be getting this fucking podcast right now. I tell you that motherfucking much.
You don't think so?
Oh, I definitely know so. It wouldn't be none of this shit. New. But, yeah. So, I hope everybody enjoyed their Father's Day, man. I enjoyed mine.
I enjoyed mine, too.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that means.
Oh, but, you know, my goodness.
We'll let her have it. Moving on along. Justin Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise. Well, it was out there, so we're going to roll with it. Fuck it. Justin Bieber want to fight Tom Cruise. Justin Bieber, like, 26. Tom Cruise, like, 57. And I was wondering, which older celeb would you fight? Got to be somebody 31 years older than you. And I got a list. Of people born.
I don't fight nobody. I'm just, okay, play along. Go ahead, nigga.
Play along. So these are people born in the year that'll make them 31 years older than us.
Okay.
Female or male, does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so you got Hillary Clinton. Would you square it with Hillary Clinton?
Let me see who else I got.
I'm just asking. Would you square with Hillary Clinton?
I could. I could see that.
You think you could win? You think you could watch Hillary Clinton?
I can.
You could watch Hillary Clinton.
I mean, anyone 31 years older than me that ain't got no physical background. All
right. What about Elton John? You think you could watch him?
I definitely can.
You could watch Elton John?
Yeah.
Okay. David Bowie.
I don't know who that is.
Singer David Bowie.
Let me see what he look like.
You know, David Bowie.
I guess.
Damn.
I mean,
Stephen King. I need to start some women. You just saying you watching niggas. I know somebody you can't beat. OJ Simpson. You can't beat him.
I ain't fucking with him.
Yeah, you ain't fucking with him.
OJ beat
you. You ain't fucking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar either. He'd kick you on your fucking chest. That nigga 7 feet tall. Let's see some more women born in there. Farrah Fawcett.
I ain't got nothing against the lady, but no. I mean, Paula if I got Dean. To fight her, I'll fight her. Nah, I definitely will Paula Deen.
Man, Paula Deen will wash you.
How you figure?
Paula Deen will wash you.
She got too much butter in her system. That lady ain't gonna do nothing.
Paula Deen will wash you.
Damn, have a heart attack, Ryan. All you gotta do is chop her one good
Let
time.
Let me see who else on this list.
You ain't got nobody else?
Damn. I mean, I'm just looking for women, because, you know, I'm just...
Because, I mean, you know, no niggas should be fighting me.
Most of these people, like, about gone. But, yeah, just this year.
So, who you gonna fight, since you wanna push me up
from
on somebody?
From this list, let me see. Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger... the way that little kid kicked him in his back, I like my chances against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fuck that.
Whatever, nigga.
Like we already said, OJ and Kareem, nah, we don't want no smoke. None at all. Mitt Romney, I beat his ass. Freddy Krueger, goddamn. Nah, I'm good. Let me see, who else? Meatloaf, I beat his ass. David Letterman, I beat his ass. Nolan Ryan, I don't want no smoke with Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan, hey, I seen how he did Robin Thigpen that year. I never forget it. And so, no, I don't want no smoke. Coach K, you a legend in my book. I wouldn't even touch you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Let me see who else. And Ted Danson, I beat your ass.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know who Robert David Hall is, but I'll watch him too. Judge Joe Brown. I don't know. He got that old man strength. I ain't fucking with Judge Joe Brown, bro. So, who you think will win between Bieber and Tom Cruise?
I'm going to go with the young person.
I got to go with Bieber. Yeah, Tom Cruise little as fuck. Bieber, like, he hang around all them rappers and shit.
He ain't
Canadian Justin Bieber no more. He like, you know what I'm saying, he from like Atlanta or some California now.
Wherever he from, but I'm pretty sure he got this one.
So we like Justin Bieber over Tom Cruise. Who y'all like, Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise? Let us know, you know what I'm saying. And if you also look up your year you was born, go to famous birthdays, 31 years older than you, or 31, subtract 31 years from the year you was born.
Look at you teaching a little math lesson.
Yeah, subtract 31 years from the year you was born. Look up famous birthdays that year, celebrities, and pick some celebrities out. Who would you fight in your year?
Lord,
you know what I'm saying? I
want to
know, man.
The shit he come up with.
Yes, the 31-year fight challenge. That's what this week's challenge is, the 31-year fight challenge.
31-year difference fight
challenge. Yeah, the 31-year difference fight challenge. NBA Finals happened. We now have a champion. The champion now resides outside the United States. The Toronto Raptors won the NBA Finals with a 6-game crushing defeat over the Golden State Warriors. You know, all the Warrior fans, they crying because, you know, they wasn't 100%. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. That's the game. How do you feel about it? Did you watch any of it?
I think I watched one game. You know, I fall asleep on stuff like that. So, I'm not a good person to talk to about that.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, LeBron vacated the East and that just opened up the doors. And then Toronto wins. And it just, you know, that's a team that that couldn't beat LeBron. Like, LeBron finished them every year, it seemed like. And he ended their season at least 4 years in a row. So, you know, but then they got over the hump. You know what I'm saying? Drake, super fan Drake, all in the building. Like, you know, he gave
him that momentum.
Yeah, man. Drake, man, listen, bro. You weren't with him shooting in the gym, man. Like, stop it, Drake, bro. You acting all like this man. He did a post-game interview. He was just like, I just like, what'd he say? I just like a chip. I like my chips with dip or something, like he said. And he acted like he was just... like he just played or something. He had a championship shirt on. Like the game was in Oracle, And you should have seen this guy. Drake was just putting on too much. So, but shout out to all the people in Toronto, man. You know, congratulations.
Yeah, don't cheapen the people winning that.
Yeah, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all beat, you know, the Warriors. Y'all crushed the dynasty. And, you know, y'all the champs. I mean, hopefully y'all can keep Kawhi because, you know, he's a free agent. And, you know, who knows what he's going to do. But, you know, it was just weird. I saw the parade the other day. Like, 4 people got shot. Canadians don't know how to act. Fucking Canadians, bro. Y'all do not know how to act. Y'all can't be us U.S. I know y'all want to be us United States people so bad, but y'all can't be us Canadians, man. We get those fucking parades, championship parades, without people getting shot. You know, some people might get their ass beat. Might be a lot of alcohol, but ain't nobody getting shot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what was it? Was it in reference to the parade?
Somebody just happy to start bucking shots, I guess. Mm. You know, but hey. Have you ever been to a championship parade?
No, I have not.
Oh, man.
Put it on my bucket list.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to participate in one that was here because I was like, fuck the Seminoles, bro. I don't give a damn. They won no damn title. I'm pissed off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I kind of would like to see the pandemonium go off that night just to see, like, how they react.
How people
act. They said they was on Tennessee Street cutting up. They was like, they was just hanging from the street lights and everything, and they said it was a wild scene. You know what I'm saying? So I could just imagine, but... You know, I'm not going to, you know, nah, not for the Seminoles.
Yeah.
But yeah, so shout out to anybody that ever been to a championship parade, man. You know, I mean, she's got to be lit.
It's got to be.
Got to be. Well, one thing I did want to talk about before we talked about TV Talk, I wanted to have his own segment. Black Mirror Season 5 came out, and there was an interesting episode called, like, Striking Venom or Striking something. And it was like, it was a play, like, these two guys, they were college roommates, and, you know, they played this video game, it was similar to Street Fighter, you know, shit like that, and, you know, they used to play the game all the time. One dude would play with a girl all the time, one dude would play with a guy all the time. So, fast forward 11 years later, dude's married, the other friend, you know, he's still single, you know, buddy got a birthday party, friend shows up, gives him a gift, you know what I'm saying? The gift was, like, the 10-year something, Striking Venom 10, and then it came with, like, this little virtual VR player that you plug into your fucking dome. So, you know, later on that night, they get to play in the game, and, you know, in the game, they, you know, they fighting, and the funny thing about this game is, you the action that simulates on the screen, you actually see yourself in that person's body. So if you was playing 2K, and you was playing with the Lakers, and you was LeBron, you would feel like you was LeBron in the game, playing the game. You know what I'm saying? So with these two guys were fighting, and you know, they was fighting at first, and then all of a sudden, the dude that's the girl, he just reaches over and kissed the guy.
And he kissed back.
And then they stopped, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he did stop the first
time. Yeah, the first time he stopped, and he was like, whoa, what was that, dude? Oh man, I was drunk from the party. You know, they excused it on the drink.
Me too.
So then they was playing it on the game, and they started playing again. So this time, they were sitting there, they were talking, just inching up as the players, and then they just start having a whole makeout session. So these niggas end up fucking. On the game. You know what I'm saying? So, it turns into a whole fucking relationship. Like, this man is fucking, him and his boy is fucking on the game, like, every night. It's getting to the point where he's not even fucking his wife. He's coming to bed with a hard dick from the game. And it's just, it's taking over his life. So, his wife thinks, you know, it's their anniversary. He forgets about the anniversary because he had set up a date with Buddy. You know what I'm saying? They were supposed to be fucking tonight. You know, Buddy hit him up like, yo, you want to go to the beach tonight? He was like, oh, I can't. Anniversary. You know what I'm saying? So, he damn forgot about his anniversary. The wife thinks he's cheating. So, you know, he kind of is. He cuts it off with his boy. So, fast forward. It goes, you know, almost 7, 8, 9 months later. He ends up getting the wife pregnant. She's expecting the baby. You know, she notices him. His friend ain't got up. She invites him over for dinner. Friend comes over and, you know, is like, yo... Like, I know you want some of that tight pussy again. And, you know what I'm saying? He said, midnight, get on the game. So he gets back on the game. They fucking again. And it starts up again. And I think that's when he said, I love you, right?
Yeah, I think at some point, yeah, he does.
He told him, you know, that's when he, like, kind of cut it off. And, you know, told him, like, you know, he just put the game up, said he wasn't going to play no more. And Buddy was just, like, going through the motions. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other friend, the single friend, going through the motions. So they meet up. In a parking lot to see if shit is real. They kiss each other to see if they felt anything. And I still think they were in denial. I think their machoism or whatever was, like, not letting them say, like, yo, I like that shit. Because, You can't sit here and simulate sex with somebody and
that you know is a nigga.
Yeah, like that shit weird. But in the end, it had a weird twist to it. So they when they met up in the parking garage or wherever back in the parking lot, they end up, you know, after they kiss, they, you know, Buddy was like, you know, you can't tell me you ain't feel nothing and, you know, whatever, whatever. So they ended up fighting and the police arrest him. Wife had to come pick him up from the jail and on the way home, you know, wife asked him, like, what's wrong? So apparently Buddy come clean to his wife and tell
her. What were y'all fighting about?
What were y'all fighting about? So he told her. So they came to agreement to save their marriage that once a month or
whenever
he gets to play the game with his buddy and him and his buddy can have sex and the wife gets to go out and, you know, because she had a thing about, you know.
She been turning down people and all.
Yeah, like people, you know, strangers approaching her in public. So maybe she gets a cheat slip in real life and he gets a cheat slip in virtual life. So I want to know, is that cheating? If you are having virtual VR sex with somebody.
Standalone, yes, it's cheating because you are devoting time and energy to another relationship, not the one that you took vows to be in. Now, in the video game, in the movie, I say no because of the fact that the wife co-signed on it.
Before the co-sign.
But that's what I'm saying. If you just saying standalone when we sneaking to do it or that we're doing it and, you know what I'm saying, nobody knows or whatever, then yeah, you cheating. That's why you hiding it. But it's no longer cheating when the wife says that I do my thing on every Thursday, every three, you know, whatever, Thursday, and you do your thing when you hook up with old boy. Mm. So it's no longer cheating at that point.
Wow. I mean, it's strange because let's say, for instance, you had a virtual game and I guess something wild like that. I mean, once your emotions get all wrapped up in it, as they clearly was, like, it was taken away. Like, if you were still handling your business at home and taking care of the wife. You couldn't
even have sex with the lady.
Like, it wasn't like your wife was like, you know, like, she was thinking it was her. Like, what? Is it me? I had the baby. I know I ain't the same. And, you know.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I don't go through all that.
So. Yeah. Women, like I tell you, it's not that
like I
serious.
Say, niggas is going to smash.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
You gotta learn nothing else.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just going to keep on talking. I'm just going to ignore that. And, cheating, I would say it was emotionally cheating. It wasn't physically, it was definitely emotional cheating going on there. And, so you wouldn't be cool with that?
I mean, not who I am. I mean, who I am today.
So if I bought a virtual game and in
and
this
you
game,
told me I get a cheat card, then maybe.
Why? Oh, well, that's not the same.
You the one choosing to fuck somebody across the TV.
That's not happening. I'm not. I'm just sitting here with the.
And you probably jacking off or something because your dick don't get hard for you not to be doing that. You feeling on something.
I mean, just the virtual thing, I'm just sitting there like this.
Yeah,
And so. So you feel like you need a cheat card for that?
Yeah, I'm going to need something shit you get. Especially if you getting up every night in the middle of the night doing something with them.
No, that's not cool. That's not. So yeah. You were physically cheating. Why you just can't get on the virtual cheat and cheat with
I don't
you?
Need that because my mind don't work like that. I need real stuff. I don't need no simulated nothing.
But if you can feel it, though, that's the difference.
So I don't need that either. Why do you need it? Because it means that I don't add up if you got to be on this thing with a nigga.
Why you got to be a nigga? I'm just not talking about nigga. I'm just talking about just a virtual person.
Like, but no, you don't need none of that. It's either we in or we ain't. That's how I feel.
I'm not talking about no nigga. Like, that's no.
But whatever you got. I got something that's along those lines, though. That's a question from the nation.
Oh, okay.
So, the question.
It's not question from the nation time, but go ahead.
But it goes along with that line of thinking. All right. So, what I have a question is it too early for me to request from my husband for us to have an open relationship? So
this would have been a good question for the nation if it was time for a question for the nation, but
I mean, but it goes with what you just were talking about with the cheating thing.
I got you. Would it be too early?
So the background of the story is that this lady and guy, they dated for some years and then they finally got married, right? Mm-hmm. So y'all had several adult years to be together. Y'all finally got married. And then 3 months after y'all got married, you feel like you need to have an open relationship. Reason being, because the nigga dick is whack. Now, I'm not understanding, kind of, homegirl, if his stuff been whack for the last 6-7 years, before y'all got married, why did you marry him?
You know why it was whack? Because she got some more. She cheated, and she got some more, and then she realized buddy shit was whack, because if that's all you was getting, that's all you would have known, and you would have made it work. But you ain't got out, you stepped out, got some more dick, and was like, oh shit, this is better than what I got at home. And then now that's what happened.
You think that's what it is?
That's 100% what happened.
She said he does everything right.
Yeah.
And it's just that his sex is not good.
But you knew, unless y'all was celibate before y'all got married.
And they weren't because they got a kid.
Okay.
Before they
got married. Well, it was good enough for you to let them. Oh, hell yeah. She cheated, bro. She cheated on that man.
You think so?
100% sure she cheated. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason.
So you saying she can't ask for them to have an open relationship?
Hell, you can be open when you out the fucking door. We divorced.
Really? You gonna divorce after 3 months?
Fuck yeah. Let's go ahead and cut the losses right now. Because if you want an open relationship, you can be as open you want to while you're single. You can be as open as you want to, but we will not have an open relationship.
Okay, my bad.
But that's like I said, that's because she cheated. And you know what I'm saying? The relationship already open on her end. Trust. It's already open.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? He just don't know about it. She's just trying to make herself feel better by asking him, can we get over? 3 months in, you shouldn't even be married. Y'all already got, how old is this kid? You know, more than
a
2 years.
A couple years, yeah.
Oh, well, that dick was good 2 years ago. 3 years ago, that dick was good. You know what I'm saying? So... because you was letting them shoot the club up, it's not too early. It's perfect time if you ask me. Better than you get down the road 2-3 years, can we have a whole relationship? Then the nigga back me to the wall, he be like, damn, I didn't did this and that. Nigga, you 3 months in, walk away, my nigga. Walk the fuck away.
Oh, my.
Yes. And lady, if that's not the man for you, if he's not willing to allow you to have an open relationship or whatever, you know, then walk away, sis. Walk away. Everybody walk away. Even Stevens. Split, even swap, no swindles.
Oh,
walk away from each other. Save the time and the heartache. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get pregnant again. You're going to try to pin that baby on your husband when that's your side nigga baby.
Really?
Yes. I see the whole scenario playing out. I feel bad for this man.
Well.
Good old lawyer. A good old lawyer black man getting cheated on, man. I swear.
Yep.
He did everything right, but his dick ain't whack.
Dick ain't whack.
Women want too fucking much.
No, it ain't. Deserve to have what you
they
want.
They want you to be tall, dark, and handsome, this and that, and this and that, be able to fuck. Like, y'all gonna have to make some concessions.
I could tell anybody.
You can't, like I told you, you gotta pick out of five. This ain't the motherfucking little neighborhood market where you go in and pick five. This is not it. Like I said, you get 3 out of 5. You doing damn good with 3 out of 5. A lot of women settling for 1. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yes.
Really, nigga?
Yes.
Nah, we got 1.
Right now, women just want niggas that's breathing. Like, yo, I just need a nigga that breathe.
And come home every night.
Yes, that's it. I mean, damn, you want a nigga to be employed and have good dick?
Oh, yeah.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yeah, I mean, but my biggest thing is if you really say that the only thing that's wrong with him is his dick is whack, so that means that all of the other things that you want from him, you should be willing to work on it, because I feel like you can fix sex all day long.
Maybe your pussy whack. Think about it like that. All pussy ain't good. Let's just keep it. It ain't. No, it's bad pussy out there. Just like his weak dick is weak pussy out there. Trust.
Oh, trust. Yes. You said it was your chest, nigga.
It's out.
You might want to calm that down.
Nah, I just want y'all women to think. Like, all y'all women think y'all shit is the... Oh, no. Everybody pussy ain't good, okay? I just want to be real.
Mm.
All right?
So where mine at on the scale?
It don't matter. The scale doesn't matter.
We going to have some problems.
I will tell you that off air. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you.
You can tell me that here. No, my people want to know.
No.
It better be 10 out of 10.
It's nobody's business. That's what it is.
It's my business.
Okay, well, I tell you when we're talking about our business.
Shit, you should have been saying that quick. Oh, baby, that's a 10 out of 10.
Listen.
11 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
Something shit. Oh, so you gonna try me like that? Okay, let's move on, because I got to get off of this thing here. Come on.
See? That would be, but yeah, that was your question from the nation. I answered. And just like that, you can submit your question from the nation. You know, we'll talk about it on the show. You know, hey. Send it in. Send it to nappyafromail@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Or nappyafro@nappyafro.com. Either way, we'll get it. We've got a contact form on the site. You can just hit the contact form, put question from the nation, leave your question.
I mean, this nigga tried me.
I didn't try you, man. Well, so now we can talk about TV talk. TV talk this week. The Chi season finale happened. How you feel about it?
I'm heartbroken.
You're heartbroken?
Yeah.
That episode tugged at my heart a little bit last night, man. It was like the part that got me was the surprising part was the whole Kevin deal. You know what I'm saying? With him making the decision to go to the school and everything. Like he, and then, you know what I'm saying?
And he gonna try to get his girlfriend back.
Yeah, it was just like.
Cut his hair. And
he just, the Kevin, him just deciding to go to that school and feeling like he ain't no sellout if he do this. And you know what I'm saying? I was just like, man, I felt that. You know what I'm saying?
But so, it, I mean, I would say about the gang is breaking up. Because my boyfriend got killed, which is Reggie.
Reggie. So that's your boyfriend? Brother, you thought Reggie was cute?
I did.
Okay, Reg got shot and killed. I knew Reg made too many mistakes. I mean, Buddy
told
him
he was going to have to go and let him go.
Duda told him, like, look, man, you can't be doing no more wild shit. And then that little scene where Emmett fucked around. Emmett, the reason why Reg got killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Because they had him beat up that boy, the coach.
Yep, had him beat him up in the middle of the street and everything. And, you know, and that was just like the final straw. And then so, you know, Duda got down. Came and talked to Reg, asked him, could Jake come work for him on the weekends, a little stuff like that.
Do you think he knew, though?
Who?
Do you think Reggie knew
that
he was going to get killed?
I don't think he did.
So he really thought that was a real, legit conversation
he was having? Yeah, he really did. He thought he'd been doing a good job, because at first he wanted to know, was there something he needed to be doing?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's like, nah, I mean, you're doing everything fine, man.
Because I could tell, like, when he said that, that's like, my closing of this deal. Like, you doing everything fine. I don't want you to worry about nothing because you about to die.
Well, I mean, but then he also was like, yo, but then he kind of framed it as he wanted to make the little brother go legit. And, you know, that's when Reggie, oh, you want him to be official. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, yeah, man, you know, that's about the future. You know what I'm saying? That's what sold him on it. Because, you know, like I said, Otis, like I said, he was Otis Perry then. He was selling him that chicken. Oh, man, you get anything you want, man. Man, you tell him, you know, because last meal, you know what I'm saying, on some shit like that. And so, you know, that was, you know, Reg. Damn, man, I hate to see Reg go out like that, you know what I'm saying. But it was kind of crazy how his homeboy ain't get shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the homeboy knew something. It seemed like he ain't get shot. And, like, they just wet Reg up, you know what I'm saying? But then,
I mean, either way it go, if they knew that that's who they wanted to get, that's who they wanted to get. That's the only one they wanted.
Yeah, cause he's like he was shooting at the gunman, and he, like, he missed out every time. Like, you could hit one up. Well, you know, niggas can't shoot no days, but you know it is how it is. But Emmett, you know, so that was a Red story. So Jake and I guess CPS came and picked him up. You know what I'm saying? The people came and picked him up.
And
so
Papa gonna be by himself.
Papa by himself. Kevin going to the Northside School. I mean, this episode kind of felt like the series finale. It didn't feel like a season finale. It just felt like, I don't know if this show coming back type deal. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Emmett got his own place, $300 a month. You know what I'm saying?
He kept stressing that.
He live under the basement. He live in somebody's basement, but hey, it's your shit. You know what I'm saying? So Emmett, you know, hey, he got his own spot.
Utilities included.
Yeah, utilities included. You know, it's got potential. It's got potential.
That's what his mama saying.
You know what I'm saying? So, him and his baby mama, they kind of, you know, she told him she was pregnant again. And, you know, so they trying to work that out. You know, he told him he was going to step up, do the right thing, do the best he can. You know, so Emmett showed a lot of growth this season. You know what I'm saying? You know, Emmett and his dad had a nice little conversation. Like I said, Emmett's dad continued to drop jewels on him. Emmett don't see it, but he see it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he continued to fuck with his dad. So, speaking of his dad and his mom, you know, dad came by the mom's house to drop off some clothes. Next thing you know, they sitting
drinking
on the couch
wine.
Drinking wine. Next thing you know, they kissing. Next thing you know, mom on top of dad. And the next
and
thing you
just
know,
just before the rabbit got out the damn hat.
Yes, sir. Mama shirt off. Next thing you know, that key start rattling in there. Emmett walk in, catches mom and daddy in there about to have sex. Something he ain't never walked in on, but, you know,
about to lose his mind.
Meanwhile, dad's still married, you know, but, you know, he still got that effect on that woman.
But the mama says she be lonely.
Yeah, and then, let's see, Brandon. How about the police raided his truck, found that fucking gun. Gun got three bodies on it. You know what I'm saying? The old Alice pull him in. You know, he going there, you know, at first he ain't saying shit. Da-da-da-da-da, you know. And
Brandon going to be dead. That's why I feel they going to have to kill him.
But on the flip side, what we ain't know was Brandon then got down. She flipped him and got him down. He didn't turn on Otis Perry. So he's now working for the state, a confidential informant. And he's still playing the role. He let Otis Perry come goddamn bail him out and everything. And I just don't know how this is going to end because, the show's over. You know, season's over. And the season's over for Brandon. And then she said they were not going to replace him is what she said. So I don't know what they're going to do with this. Like, is this going to be a storyline that just doesn't get tied up? Because
I think they're going to kill him.
He's going to have to leave or something like that. Oh, he left. Like, it's going to be one of those stories. Like, he left. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's going to leave town because he in protective custody. Yeah,
in protective custody. I think that's what they're going to do with Brandon. So, it's just, you know, it was crazy how it misfortunate how it played out. But, oh, yeah, him and his girlfriend broke up because they were just too different.
And, you know, because she want to be bougie and try to act like she could have made some. I mean, like, all the damn people she knew, she could have finagled for somebody to give him some legit money to run through his business if you were so into his dream and you were supporting him. So, I mean, maybe she tried and I didn't see that part. But I know one thing, every time
she did give him some money to, you know, start out a little bit. Well, the cousin bought him a truck, but she did give him a little money.
Well, she did all that talking bad about the man, like she really was going to be satisfied with the fact that she had to carry the situation because she always had to try to dress him up and, you know, play nice for the mom and them.
Yeah.
So that means for the rest of y'all relationship, you going to have to be dealing with this old bullshit with these people. So he wanted to try to make a name for herself. He wanted to try to do something that she could be proud of. She knew that nigga wasn't selling that many damn tacos for her to get that ring.
Yeah.
So what the hell did you think?
I mean, he was just backed into a corner when he made, you know, investor. Like he said, he didn't know.
That he the didn't man, know initially.
You know what I'm saying? He felt like this man just believed in him. And, you know, he didn't know that the man, then he started putting it together after you done took the man money. Like, once you, you know, afterwards, you know.
Once you had that money, you had to roll with that shit.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Back to work, like he said. So, you know, I was kind of happy they broke up. But, you know, he was broke up over it. But, you know. I just don't know how it's going to play out. You know what I'm saying? What they're going to do. So it's going to have to be protective custody for Brandon. It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
If they're not going to replace him. Or he's going to
get a bullet between his eyes.
But how are they going to kill him? It's going to have to be an off-screen killing. Because they fired him from the show after that, you know.
They could have untaped enough clips.
No, they fired him earlier. They haven't even started filming season 3 yet.
Okay. Well, they got something. They got him.
Oh, they probably got something. They
can use.
Yeah. But yeah, but one of the moments though, when him and Ronnie had a little moment where they talked to each other.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, both of them. Like, I was just like, that was some good acting right there. Like, Jason Mitchell, man, he's a good actor. It's just like he can't keep his hands off the women, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, get your shit together, bro, because you had a bright future.
Yeah, you having a background like that, and especially in this day and age.
Yeah, like you only do male movies.
You ain't gonna do no, yeah.
Like they,
but they ain't gonna do no but sit your whole shit down.
Yeah, like you can't have no love scenes, my nigga. You gonna, you gonna have to be, oh shit, man. But yeah, so that was that for The Chi, man. Like I said, another good season of The Chi, man.
Good season.
Like I said, I don't know what they're gonna do for season 3 because it's like, you know, you broke up the kids. Like it's just like, what are you gonna do? Like, I mean, maybe y'all felt like the storyline for them is over with. It's gonna be some new storylines. Y'all gonna, you know, bring in some old people, but you gotta keep Papa. Like, sorry, Papa must stay.
Yeah, Papa. I like Papa a lot. He be dropping them one line.
Yeah, Papa's the man. So you gotta keep Papa. So I mean, you know, Emmett. I think you can keep Emmett because you know
he got a lot of babies.
Yeah, got a lot of babies. You gotta keep Emmett. You know, his mama's story, you know, I guess that's giving us the single black woman, you know, we got to keep her too. And got to keep Ronnie, so I guess.
Yeah, they need to be back. Everybody can come back, most of them.
Yeah, so, you know. But yeah, man, so that was good. That was about to wrap up. It was a good way to end the series, you know what I'm saying? Season. But another show came back. Well, it's a new show, but it's with some familiar faces. This is called Life After Lockup. Y'all might remember we talked about Love After Lockup, but this is Life After Lockup when they followed certain couples, see how they've been going since the show. And in this show, we had Marcelino and his girl, Brittany. Yeah, we had Scott is on this one. Scott and Lizzie's on it. They're not together, but you know Scott and Lizzie. They need a check. You know what I'm saying? Scott has moved on with his life.
He is a fucking truck driver.
Yes. I think he was a truck driver before.
I don't think he was. He said he had to change that.
That's what he used to do.
I don't think so.
Fat. I mean, you know.
Whatever it is, he going hard for the trucking because he had to do something to get this money up.
Scott is back. I think him and his homegirl got something going on now. The one that was like his advisor.
Yeah.
I think they got something going on. But You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
Lizzie's trying to wiggle her way back in because she said she still had feelings for Scott.
She needs some money.
Then we got, I think her name is Andrea and some dude, the dude from season one. I can't remember. Lamar. That's his name.
That's the nigga. That's the Mormon girl.
The Mormon girl and the gangbanger. You know
black
what I'm saying?
Mormon.
A black Mormon and a gangbanger married. And he's on probation. He had something like I think he locked up in California or some shit like that. I think they moved. Did they move to California?
She moved wherever he was because he couldn't be where she was.
He couldn't be where she was, exactly. So she moved to California for Lamar. And then we had our favorite threesome. What's that girl name?
The white girl. Megan.
Megan. Michael. And
Sarah.
Yes. Our favorite, America's favorite threesome. Sarah is big as a house now, pregnant as hell.
That's the white chick.
And that's the baby mama. That's the wife slash pregnant baby mama.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because she's a side piece.
Michael is currently incarcerated. He's been locked up since the last show. He's been locked up
for
about
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, he's getting released the day of the first episode. He's getting released. And Megan, you know, she came all the way up from Dallas because she's still been keeping in contact with him. And so she drove all the way up to Flint to see him when she got released. Her and the girl, they've been beefing online, and the boy's sister, they've been beefing online. So they kind of got a weird relationship. She feels slighted by the mother because she was like, the mom didn't say nothing. But hey, mom told she was staying. She ain't say nothing to the wife either. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she was like, hey, I ain't
she
in it.
She had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so she was like, you can't feel bad about her because she was the same way on both sides. She ain't say nothing to the wife about him having a girlfriend. She ain't say nothing to the girlfriend about him having a wife. She stayed the fuck out of it, which she should have did. So,
and that's what anybody should do.
Yeah.
But, that ain't your business.
Yep. Yeah, she's like, hey, it's not my business. But, you know, I'm really interested in this because I think Megan pregnant, you know what I'm saying, because she keeps saying, I got a secret. I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you.
I hope she ain't pregnant because she's stupid as hell if she is.
Well, she can't be pregnant. She should have been showing by now because if he been in jail 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
because
he ain't
Yeah. I mean,
she fat, but she ain't that damn
pregnant. Yeah, she ain't, you know what I'm saying. So she can't be pregnant.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, it'd be impossible because, like I said, she would be showing by now.
Yeah, she should be.
Yeah, so, I don't think he's going to leave his wife. You know what I'm saying? I think Megan going to be on the other side again of some bullshit. So, Megan, like, you know, I see Big Bro ain't in it no more. She even got a gay friend to be her little
cousin. Yeah, because her brother probably is like.
Brother said, look, if you go back, yeah, I'm not dealing with that dumb nigga. Plus, he don't want to smoke with Mike. Mike beat his ass. You know what I'm saying?
You so sick, man.
Just being real. And so, yeah.
Mike might have done beat his ass.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that threesome. We're going to see how that's going to play out. That's going to be interesting to watch this week. But that show comes on, I think it comes on Wii, I believe on Fridays at 9 o'clock. So look out for that Life After Lockup. You know, you got Marceline on Brittany. Like I said, this first episode basically like it really didn't nothing too much happen. Just kind of showed you
intro.
Like, yeah, it was just an intro to the juiciness. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, they're going, you know, it's going to be ratchet. So I can't wait for it. So yeah, that's all for TV talk. Let me just give you a little recap. I have been watching Lost. I'm almost through with season 2. And the show's pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? Considering the time, like, you know, some of the stuff look kind of but dated. I ain't going to say dated, but it's a damn good show. So I'm very, you know, I'm going to get caught up with it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm on season 2. Almost finished with that. And, yeah. So, you know, the other people on the other side of the island, you know, have been introduced. And it's crazy. So I get y'all caught up abreast of that. I keep y'all caught up every week of how I'm coming and Lost. Well, let's take a break for Song of the Week. Song of the Week this week, I got 2 of them.
You're going to have to stop with that.
I did one for you and me. You know what I'm saying?
Why? Because I got one.
Oh, no, you don't. I did. You know.
Well, I'll say what mine is. Go ahead.
You can say what your. Go ahead and say what yours is.
Thinking About You by Sierra.
Sierra, like Goody Sierra?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that won't get played. Sierra, lame as hell. We ain't playing her lame ass.
That song just came out.
Sierra is lame.
Play my song.
That's off our new album.
Play my song.
That's off our new album. Yeah, we're not playing that.
I've been thinking about you.
She sound like a white woman.
That was about you, baby.
Okay, well.
I was dedicating that song to you.
You dedicated. Okay, well, that's not something. That's her dedication.
Play it. Be easy.
The official songs of the week this week. is Nicole Buss, You, and Legacy, TKO, featuring Fonte, Sean Price, I think somebody else, and I can't remember who it is, Sean Don or something like that. But listen, shit is fucking flames. Put on your fucking fire jackets, your fireman hats, your coats. Get the fucking fire hydrants ready. And that song is hot.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play that and we'll be right back after the music.
I'm back to the grit. Kinda like breakfast, back on some shit. You kinda like smelt it. Sin in your city, and this is all real. Asking bitches, did you miss me like I'm Varnell Hill? Shaboing boing, classic as that two-sided conjoin. The best writer since the Donald Goins joints. I'm throwing lunch back, legs waiting on dinner. I got my buzz back like Kevin Bacon on Tremors. Better hold something, cause I'm shaking things up. Throw something? Nah, I'm breaking things up. I'm flipping over tables in meetings with the labels. Wrote a letter to the industry, it says I will save you. Sincerely yours, the Carolina savior. Settle the score, I don't care for these majors. Run deep in still waters, H.O.J. Suicide's flawless, that's the only way. Time to headbust them. If they really wanted war, they would've said something. Labels, I don't trust them. Cause if they can't market a poo, sell a tail, break a leg, fuck them. Was on my FE shit for the past year, traveling all around the world singing the Mademoiselles. But I knew if y'all saw featuring Fonte on this record and I only did a hook, then y'all be mad as hell. So I had to take it back to the old tape. I mean the Bull City Cornwallis roll tape. The $10 in his pocket still bold tape. Then why the fuck can't he ever do what he told tape? Because if you can't feel me, then you are clearly one of the dumbest niggas since OJ. This is my TKO. I mean the typical workout. Take out the best workout with the hoes say.
Come on, man. Who fucking with Sean Don? Lit up the entire situation like the complexion of Crondon. Ain't a crash addict that I won't lay your moms on. Bust two nuts and then I'm gone. Swear these rap niggas is Norm Bates. Dressing like women back then they be gay, but today they make a killing. Vegas keep their feet toward the ceiling. That Louis Vuitton rapper's all whack. Who said it was a villain? 10 bars in another technical knockout. Whack rappers always use the term hating as a cap out. Step to the punk ass army, but y'all don't want a war. Y'all throwing towels in as if you're doing laundry. Bad for your health. Got news for you niggas. Mean a noose for you niggas. Go and hang yourself. If you mad, then you can sit in the bitch. This more whack niggas in the game and Jews printed on the sinner's list.
One part Henny, one part Hypno, a slice of Kimbo and a pinch of Apocalypto. Animal bars, niggas is granola wraps. With your nut hugging jeans, Duke, I'm rough rugged bean. Brr. Fuck the colorful tight shit, Michelle and the cello. Hello, lovable dyke shit. I might hit niggas with all my mic list. Niggas on the phone telling dog you might fit. I smoke a doobie with the rascals. Hardcore boom, no room for Lupe fiascos. Don't rhyme for robots, rap for moguap. My stock rising, so I ride with the full cock. No stash box, I keep it in my lab. And I ain't stopping for cops, believe a nigga raps. Leave it at that, Sean Price, Kareem Saeed. Put hands on the nigga when he stain my weed. Motherfucker.
Fine, yeah. So fine, that's why he's fine, yeah. Real cute. she like that. Only you can get me right back. And I love the way you love me. Like on your love strong, yeah. So sexy, what can I say? I want your love junk like Lorenz Day.
The little new scene kind of gives a break in the monotony, kind of refreshes the listener. Yeah, man. So you gotta keep going 100. No, you don't.
I had it.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
so you doing song of the week when you should have been doing Keep 100.
I should have been doing song of the week, nigga.
Oh, okay, so well, since you don't have to keep 100, I gotta keep 100.
Yeah, keep it.
My Keep 100 is grown people that stand over Beyonce and Blue.
100.
I don't understand y'all people. Y'all are some whole grown ups. Some of y'all even older than Beyonce, and y'all treat her like, you know, what she say is law. Then, I mean, Blue Ivy could walk across the street. Oh my God, Blue Ivy, look at her. She looks so cute walking across the street. Oh my God, no baby has ever walked across the street like that. Oh my God. Y'all make
every... Can you do that?
Yes! It was a little... Blue Ivy just had a dance recital. And somebody was filming it. And I'm sitting there wondering, like, why are you filming Blue Ivy? Aren't you there for somebody else? Like, your own kid?
Maybe not.
Like, why are you not filming your own child? And everybody was like, oh, yes, you could tell that's B-Daughter. Oh, she's killing it. Oh, my God, yes. Oh. I'm just like, y'all, listen, y'all grown people that stand over a child and this woman, y'all need some help.
You a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying, Beyonce needs to be stopped because she is corrupting the minds of a lot of women.
She is not corrupting.
She is corrupting the minds of a lot of women. Beyonce, one of her best songs is called what? Single Ladies. But she married. She telling y'all, oh, if he don't want it, if he don't want you, but you married. You can't tell these things. You can't.
She also told the churn, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. So she trying to let them know, if you do like it, to go on ahead and snatch it down and get married to it. So she don't want all the people to be out there slinging their coochie on everybody and not having no man for real.
But then,
so don't say that.
Like I said,
you got to have something.
No, you can't be. Listen, y'all need to stop with this worship of Beyonce. I feel like she's done more damage to black women than anything
you with the
in
bullshit.
The last 25 years.
No,
30 years.
I'll say.
Because I know some grown behind women that idolize Beyonce. And like I always said, you show me a Beyonce fan, I'll show you a single woman.
Really?
Name a Beyonce fan is married.
I don't know.
You can't, because they don't exist. Married women don't like Beyonce. Do you like Beyonce?
Not really.
Thank you. Only single women like Beyonce.
I mean, I don't dislike her, but
you know
I don't like her.
But you not, see what I'm saying? The ones that idolize her are always single.
I mean,
so I feel like if y'all stop listening to Beyonce, You'll find your man.
Okay, but that's not the truth. The fact of the matter is those individuals gravitate to that message because there may be something that they are seeking. It ain't her. It's just the simple fact of the matter that the persons that are into her have this, you know, they need somebody. Mm. And they have found her as their leader. And, I mean, you can't be mad with it.
She dropped out of school at 14.
Okay, but you mad, though.
I'm not mad. I'm just, I don't understand.
She's a billionaire.
A millionaire.
Okay, a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, I just don't understand how somebody can, I mean.
It happens all the time. There's a whole lot of people who don't have no education who apparently have a talent that is large enough that they make a whole lot of money. Don't mean it, make it right. Don't make them nobody that you should want to be. But at the end of the day, you got to realize those odds are not in your favor. So you ain't going to never have her life. So the people who want to be her or want to be like her, that's where the problem is because they don't have real role models. And you looking up to somebody who you can never be. I mean, like, your chances are very slim. Like, probably 0.025%.
So you think role models should be somebody that's something that's attainable?
I'm not going to say that it has to be something that's obtainable, but you got to have levels to this shit. Mm. You can't say, I want to be Beyonce, but you don't have no type of skill. Like, what is your skill set? Like, be the Beyonce of music or math or sports or whatever. Be the best in your area. Don't say, I want to be like her just because either she make money or she's famous. Mm. So find some characteristic that is something that you can achieve. Mm. But just sitting here dreaming shit, I dream too. But I don't have half the shit I want. Mm. But don't make me feel like my life is inadequate because the things that I have achieved, I'm very proud of.
I got you. Well, that's what's up. Well, so like I said, man, let's just start with the idol worship of these people. Like,
you shouldn't idol worship nobody.
I mean, that shit is ridiculous.
The Lord people, is not pleased.
We all stand for these people. Just saying. Like, stop it. Winners and losers. Did you got any winners?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I'm yes.
Surprised.
Yeah, yeah. So before surprised. You get to taking over. Y'all know how I like old people. I have much respect for them. They have lots of wisdom. So my winner today is none other than Miss Mamie Lee.
Winner.
Now I came to know about this lady. She's deceased now. But her granddaughter was talking about her and just talking about all the things that she remembered about her grandmother. And one thing that stood out the most about me is that Mamie Lee ain't take no shit. Mm-hmm. And one of her most famous quotes from her family, they remember, is that she would say, vengeance is mine. Now, me being somebody that go to church, I was thinking the person was going to complete the whole statement and say, vengeance mine, saith the Lord. No, Miss Mamie Lee said, vengeance is mine, period. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, Mamie Lee ain't wait for nobody else to handle her business for her. If she needed to do you one, Mamie Lee got it in and handled her business. So I appreciate that. So I said, I'm going to give a shout out, RIP, to Miss Mamie Lee. That's my winner.
All right.
I hope to be like that when I get to be up in age. I can handle my business a little stronger.
My winner, man, LeBron James, my winner, man. He did it again, man. LeBron.
Winner.
Offseason to come around. He got a top 10 player to come play with him. He got Anthony Davis to come to the Lakers. So, LeBron's my winner for getting some ammo and, you know. You got a loser?
Yeah, I got a loser.
Well, I go my loser.
Why so, my loser, I have two losers, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, I didn't have a Q100, but I got two losers. So, my losers today would have to be Oscar and Michael, I can't really say their last names.
Loser.
They British teens who were convicted for promoting some terroristic thoughts. They are members of this group that some neo-Nazi teens that were against Prince Harry when it came out that he married Meghan. So I said, they were just recently convicted. One guy, Oscar, is 18. Michael is 19. And so, those are my losers for the day. Because I think that's, you know, just real stupid.
What's your other loser?
They are the two people.
Oh, okay. You said, okay.
I gave you the ages. I gave you their names.
Oh, one loser is two. Okay, I got you. I see what you're saying.
They are in the same setup.
I got you.
Okay, yeah. So, just go and say your thing. Because you're being real rude tonight.
No, I'm just asking. You said you had two losers. I'm thinking
okay,
you had
they two people.
Different ones. Okay, but, I mean, I got you. One story, two people. Got
exactly.
You. Thank you. My losers are the Warrior fans, man.
Loser.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all had a great run. You know, your team played four out of five championships. I mean, they played in five championships. Y'all won three of them. You know, you can't be upset. You know what I'm saying? You remember three out of five, man. You can't be upset. You got to settle for that. You know, the ride is over. KD went down with injury. Klay went down with injury. So y'all basically going to call the 19-20 season of y'all just going to throw the cap in. So that means that the NBA is wide open. And guess what? Guess who's going to slide in them cheeks? LeBron. So, yeah. So, Warriors, y'all my losers. My Warrior fans, y'all my losers. Y'all can go back to, you know, I mean, it's over with. The dynasty is over. I don't know if y'all will ever get back to where y'all was. You know, Godspeed to them guys on the injuries, getting healthy. But I just don't see them being, y'all being that team no more. So, y'all my losers. Well, episode 358 is in the books.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Nigga in here just...
Episode 358 in the books, man. Had a great time tonight, man. I enjoyed it. Got the show in. I told you we might, you know, we planned on doing a show. We got it knocked out anyway. So I know we teased y'all last week, said it might not be a show this week. But guess what? It's a show, niggas.
We up in there.
You got any shout-outs?
And you know I do, nigga. See, people can't appreciate this. Now, you over here with the foolery, rolling your eyes and looking to the side like this ain't what it is. This, the people are waiting for this moment in the show. Some of them, I know, fast forward to this point. They hear me talking. They hear that. They hear that. They know it's finna be a good one. So, for those of you who were waiting for my shout-outs, I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. I got some new people out here to shout out.
The Lunch Crew.
That's right. The Lunch Crew. My people be listening to me now. Yes.
Thank y'all for listening.
Represent my city, my Lunch Crew, all my people.
Okay. You finished?
Yeah, what you got, nigga?
You know, my usual shout-outs, man. You know, I don't have any Lunch Crew or
see,
anybody
here we go,
from the 912.
Trying to belittle,
you know,
my items.
Saying, you know. So, shout-out to B-Eazy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Short T's been on the social media. He's not been on social media. I don't know where Short T been, but, you know, he reared his head the other day, pause. And so, shout-out to Short T. Shout-out to Ruler Myself. Rick James, bitch. Dr. Brace of everybody. Dr. Brace of Network. Mr. Wash. That disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. K-Lo, the truck driver. And, of course, Dr. Brace. Go over there, drbrace.com. Check out him out. See what he got going on. Shout out to the good brother, Peppy J from B-More. Steph from B-More. Light Skin Kanye. Gerard from Boston. Drew from D.C. RT3. Stacks, MJ Money 9S, who else I got to shout out? The Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Sleazy. Shout out to Mr. Talkin' TV. Shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle over at the 12 Kyle Podcast. Go check him out. It's the number 12 Kyle, KYLE Podcast. You know, just, you know, check him out. Any podcast. Let's go to Some Lit Podcast. Shout out to Annie C, which I don't know if it was Annie C. I don't know which one of y'all, but one of them just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep your head up, Ma. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, podcast, we can't be going to jail, bro. Like, that ain't cool. Bro.
I don't know.
He can't be missing shows.
He must have needed something to talk about.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, I was wondering what, you know, I like, dang, I ain't seen their podcast in a minute. And then they popped up, like, she's like, damn, a bitch got to go to jail for y'all to listen to this show. I was like, what? Say where? You been in jail? That's where you been?
Always some nigga shit.
Yo, so shout out to them, man. Shout out to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. That's Rock B. Wildin. So shout out to him. Shout out to all the podcasts we listen to. Mansarain K4 over at the Back Talk Podcast. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Two Smart Dummies Podcast. Shout out to the Hot Box Podcast. Shout out to who else? Yeah, that's about it, man. Yeah, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. anybody else, man, that supports the Fro, listen to the show, man, shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself known. Shit. You know, I know all these other people because they always comment and say shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you listen and you want to be on the shout out list, make yourself known. I shout you out. I don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, I will too.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just make it known. So yeah, man, episode 358 in the books. Had a good time. Don't forget, call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to share, repost our stories on Instagram, all that good shit, man. Just, you know, trying to get more traction, you know what I'm saying, with the podcast, since, you know, I have a bona fide star to my left, you know what
I'm
saying?
I know, right?
You know, just a bona fide star. So,
I know,
you know,
that's about to get bona fide.
So, yeah, man, don't forget, keep checking us out every week, man. I'm not going to reply to the foolishness. Man.
Yes.
It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ, about to get dicked down.
Goodbye, people. Have a good day.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com